With Chiata de Ismaya, let's continue in learning our lessons of having real emuna and powerful bitahon. And so now let's start by being thankful. Always have to start your day by being thankful. So before we do any of the shiurim and what it is to have real emuna and bitahon, we have to first thank Hashem for everything that we have and all the goodies that He gives us and all the miracles that He surrounds us with every single moment of our waking life and sleeping life as well. So a psalm of thanksgiving, this is Mismo Letada, Psalm 100. Call out to Hashem, everyone on earth. Serve Hashem with gladness, come before Him with joyous song. Know that Hashem, He is God, it is He who made us, and we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for Hashem is good, His kindness is eternal, and from generation to generation is His faithfulness. So now we're going to go here and we're going to open up here the Sefer or the Beis HaLevi. And let's see what the Beis HaLevi has to say about Bitahon. So one thing that he highlights here is that Bitahon is actually an obligation, right? So the Beis HaLevi opens his discussion here of Bitahon, which is reliance on Hashem, with a statement about the obligation to have Bitahon and the consequences of not having it. The obligation of Bitahon, by the way, because just to bring out that many people mistake and think the bitahon, which is relying on Hashem, is an advisable way of life that the Torah encourages us to follow. The Beis HaLevi begins by stressing that bitahon is much more than an option, enabling us to calm our fears and live a happy, tranquil life. It's an outright Torah obligation incumbent upon every single Jew at all times. In other words, just the same way that the Torah commands us to keep Shabbat, the Torah says we have to keep kosher, right? The Torah commands us in all other areas of things that we have to do. It's the obligation to give charity. It also commands us to have bitahon, to believe that everything is controlled by Hashem. And therefore, we have to place our trust, full trust in Hashem. And Chovos HaLevavos, he cites here, in Shahara Bitahon, which we're going to learn right after this, and he's talking about going more deep into the lessons of Shahara Bitahon, where we're going to discuss the various reasons why many people don't have Bitahon, one of which he writes is simply ignorance. Mamish, people are just ignorant. People don't properly understand that Bitahon is an actual obligation and that Hashem Himself has commanded us to trust in Him. Because it's not, by the way, also, it's not an ordinary mitzvah. Okay, it's not only is bitahon a mitzvah in and of itself, because it's also a mitzvah, but it's not only a mitzvah, it's actually the most essential of our 613 mitzvot. The Gemara states that the prophet Habakkuk came forth and established them, the 613 mitzvot, one upon, as it says, a righteous man lives with emunah, and the Vilna, the Gaon of Vilna in Mishlei writes that this concept of living with emunah is referring to bitahon. And so the obligation of bitahon, which appears in many pesukim, which is too many, there's too many to count. It was so clear and obvious to the Beis HaLevi that the Torah requires us to have bitahon that he didn't even find it necessary to cite any of the sources. So what then is the source of this great mitzvah? So the Rishonim and Akronim offer so various sources about this. And so now, and if one lacks bitahon, it's regarded also as a great sin. Do we understand that? So it was clear and obvious to the Beis HaLevi that the Torah requires us to have bitahon. You know, so with that being said, also Rabbeinu Yonah in his Sefer Sharei Teshuvah writes that one who does not have bitahon transgresses a negative commandment. When you go out to the battle against your enemy and you see a horse and chariot of people more numerous than you, you shall not fear them, for Hashem your God is with you. And additionally, in this essay, the Beis HaLevi writes that a lack of bitahon is the result of forgetting Hashem. Chas v'shalom. And it's a negative commandment, for the Torah warns, beware for yourself, lest you forget Hashem. We see this in Devarim. And so it's a very delicate and a very important thing to understand that if one lacks bitahon, it's regarded as a great sin. It's mamish, it's a big sin to lack bitahon. And so here he also brings out that we might suggest an analogy to a young and inexperienced doctor who just received his first job to work in the hospital. And on his first day, the medical director approaches him and says, if you ever are unsure about anything or something, whatever, make sure that you call one of the most experienced doctors for assistance. And several days later, the new doctor is treating a critically ill patient. And so although he knows that he should call for help, he feels uncomfortable. He feels uncomfortable about doing so. And so therefore he begins to operate on the patient himself. And unfortunately, the operation is unsuccessful and the patient does not survive. He dies. And then moments later, the medical director comes back and irritably asks him, what were you thinking? Don't you remember what I told you? And the doctor sheepishly replies, I did remember. However, I was uncomfortable asking anyone for help. And the director shouts, I didn't give you the option. No one gave you the option to ask for help. I told you that you must ask for help. It's not an option. You were told that you have to ask for help. And the same is true here of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not only does he want us to rely on him, he commands us to do so. It's not like a nice thing to do. It's an obligation for us to do that. So therefore, if one does not have bitahon, not only is the person losing a great opportunity for growth, but actually the person is committing, chas v'shalom, but the person is committing a very grave and serious sin. We have to keep that in mind. It's like one of the Ten Commandments, the first commandment, not one of the Ten Commandments, the number one commandment, I am Hashem, your God. Hashem is telling us right there, I'm your God. Trust in me. Everything is me. I'm everything. Hashem is everything and everything is Hashem. And so now let's continue here. Now let's go into Chovos HaLevavos and let's go into Shaar HaBitachon. And so in the previous lesson here, we left off where Chovos HaLevavos was going to now talk about the person who places his trust in his own prowess, right? In his own prowess, like in his own skills and so forth. So now let's continue. So likewise, it says here, if instead of trusting in Hashem, a person places his trust in his own wisdom and clever tactics or in his physical strength and material effort, he will toil in vain and needlessly exhaust himself, for Hashem will leave him without the aid of his providence. And once left to his own devices, his strategies will be too limited to attain his goal. And this idea, as the verse states in Eov, Hashem traps the wise in their shrewdness. Oh, look at that. What does that mean? Because Hashem traps those who choose to rely on their own wisdom by leaving them confined to the limitations of their shrewdness, which then proves inadequate. And alternately, by the way, Hashem traps them by turning their own strategies against them. It's like that very same thing that the person was relying on, Hashem will take that very same thing and turn it against them. And it says further, we see in Qohelet regarding the limitation of man's strength and his wisdom. So it says, once more I saw under the sun that the race is not won by the swift, nor the battle by the strong, nor does bread come to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent. And it states further in Tehillim regarding the folly of relying on one's strength instead of on Hashem. Where it says, young lions may want and hunger, but those who seek out Hashem will not lack any good. In other words, what this is bringing out, that mighty lions will sometimes go hungry despite their great strength and natural hunting ability. So the same applies to people who act like young lions by working ferociously for their sustenance while relying on their own talents. And so they too may go hungry, but those who seek out Hashem, meaning that they look only to Hashem, and rely only on Hashem for their sustenance, will never lack any good. And so we have to understand also that verse to mean that in many cases, these young lions who rely on their own talents will go hungry, for Hashem cuts off their income as a punishment for believing in themselves instead of having bitachon in Him. So it's a pretty dangerous place to be in, if you ask me, based on what we're learning here and what we're going to start to learn even more. Is that whatever it is that a person relies on, and that becomes that person's source of anything other than Hashem, Hashem will take that thing, that person, that entity, whatever that is, and that will be used against them. In other words, that if you rely on that, then Hashem will make sure that that's not going to provide him anything. And not only that, it may even harm him. So look how dangerous it is for us to rely or trust anyone or anything other than doing and having and being in complete reliance on our God and Hashem Himself, because that's exactly what He's telling us to do. It's not a nice thing to do. It's not like an option that we should think about and do it. No, it says you have to do it. Like keeping Shabbat, it's not like, let me think about keeping Shabbat. Let me think about not eating kosher. No, it's not like an option. No, you're Jewish, you keep Shabbat. You're Jewish, you eat kosher. You're Jewish, you rely on Hashem. I am Hashem, your God. He says it, the first commandment. Okay, and I'll tell you something else. It's not just for the Jewish people, by the way. It's for all of His creations. All of His creations have to rely on Hashem. It's not just for the Jewish person. It's not just for us. Hashem is telling us in that first commandment, everyone has to rely on Me because everything is Mine. All the creatures in this world is Mine. Everything that exists belongs to Hashem. And so it's only proper, right, that everyone should rely only on Hashem. So I hope that that makes a lot of sense. And if it doesn't, then, you know, maybe listen a couple of times to the Shiur until it sinks in. And one of the most important things to do, by the way, in learning about having bitahon and Hashem is that we have to really start to develop also that relationship with Hashem. Because when you start having a relationship with Hashem, you will start to understand that everything is from Him. So it's very important, especially for those that just joined in this new series, that to establish a strong bond with your Creator. And that means have conversations with Him. That means take 5 or 10 minutes of your busy schedule, of the time that Hashem gave you, and take that time and use it to develop a relationship with your God. Talk to Him, you know, open up to Him, be vulnerable with Him. Take 5, 10 minutes, shut your phone off, lock yourself in the room, undisturbed, pick a time of the day, whatever time that is, and just have that one-on-one meeting with Him. Like really connect to your God. You know, show Hashem that you really want to make the effort and you're really trying. It's not easy for a lot of people because we've been used to trying to depend or depending on someone for all our lives, thinking that that's the right thing to do. And we naturally gravitate, some of us, towards that. And so it's hard to refocus ourselves and understand that no matter what you see in front of you, no matter what you've been accustomed to, whatever it is that you've only known, that all that has to shift. And the attention has to be placed only on Hashem, because everything comes from Hashem. Miracles come from Hashem. The fact that we're alive today is only because of the kindness of Hashem. Everything that you have in front of you, it's from Hashem. It's gifted to you. The fact that you can breathe, walk, talk, hear, you know, and live, the house that you're living in, the food that you're eating, the children that you have, the husband that you have, or the wife that you have, or, you know, whatever the case is, there's nothing that doesn't come from Hashem. Everything is from Hashem. The health, everything is from Hashem. The breath, the lungs, everything is from Hashem. You can't name one thing that's not from Hashem. So if everything is from Hashem because Hashem has given it all to you, what does that mean? Who can you rely on? Think about that. Are you going to go to the banker? Are you going to go to Bibi? Are you going to go to Biden? Are you going to go to someone else can ask for your needs? No. What are you going to do? You need to turn to Hashem because He's the only one that gives it to you. He's the only one that can give you that salvation. He's the only one that can give you that miracle, because even if people want to do something for you, if Hashem doesn't want that they should do it, they're not going to do it. And if Hashem wants that you should have something, that it doesn't matter if there are people around you who don't want to be a tool for Hashem to use to give you what Hashem wants to give you. Hashem is not without means of making sure that whatever Hashem wants to bestow on you, that you will receive it. Because everything is Hashem's. Do you understand? It's a powerful, powerful thing. And look at it this way. If Hashem is commanding you, commanding all of us to trust in Him and to know that He's our God and everything is Him, then how would He let you down? He's not going to let you down. Everyone that trusts in Hashem and fully relies on Hashem, Hashem will be his protection. As you'll see, as we know, because at the end of every shiur, we end off by Psalm 91. And that's Psalm 91, which is a powerful psalm, by the way, says it all. Says it all. Anyone that relies on Hashem, anyone that relies on Hashem, even if the person is a Rasha, and we're going to learn about this going forward, will be saved. Only because they relied on Hashem doesn't mean that their sins will be erased. No, that they'll take care of that when they need to take care of that, and they don't do the teshuvah. But I will tell you that anyone, even a Rasha, that relies on Hashem will be saved. We'll be saved because that's what Hashem says. That's what it means. The power that it is. It's how powerful it is to rely only on Hashem. So now let's wrap up here with Psalms 91. So listen to the words carefully because this is exactly how it works. Whoever sits in the refuge of the Most High, he shall dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Hashem, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. I will trust in him. So that's us trusting in Hashem. That's us saying and knowing that we're going to only trust in Hashem. We're only going to trust in God. For he will deliver you from the ensnaring trap, from devastating pestilence. That means Hashem. With his pinion, he will cover you. And beneath his wings, you will be protected. Shield and armor is his truth because Hashem is only emits, right? So you shall not fear the terror of the night. He's telling you, don't fear anything. Don't fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Even if you see an arrow flying your way, do not fear, nor the pestilence that walks in gloom. If you see anything around you, whatever that is, even if you see nor the destroyer who lays waste at noon. You could see all these things around you, right? Let 1,000 encamp at your side and a myriad at your right hand. Right? You could see all this happening all around you, chaos, everything. You name it. Chas v'Shalom, we should never see it, but let's say it's all happening all around you. But to you, it shall not approach. You are merely peer with your eyes, and you will see the retribution of the wicked. You'll be able to see it because you said, you, Hashem, are my refuge. Just because you said that, just because you made the Most High your dwelling place, because of that, Hashem is saying here, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. That means near you, basically. He will charge his angels for you. And here, and according to Rav Haim Kamieski, Yav Shalom, says, when Hashem is talking about his angels, he's not talking about, yes, we can't even think about the myriads and myriads and myriads and billions and trillions of angels that he has. But he's talking about his chief ministering angels, Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, and Raphael. He's talking about those powerful angels. He will charge his angels for you to protect you in all your ways. And on palms, they're going to carry you. So that lest you strike your foot against a stone, you understand that you won't even feel a little bit of a nudge. You should never strike even your foot against a stone. Upon the young lion and the viper, you will tread. You will trample the lion and the serpent, for he has yearned for me. This is Hashem saying, because you yearn for him, I will deliver him. Hashem will deliver you. And I will elevate him because he knows my name. Hashem will elevate you because you know you're relying only on your God, only on Hashem. And he will call upon me and I will answer him. In other words, Hashem is going to be the only one responding to you. I am with him in distress. Hashem is right next to you, right with you, going through whatever it is you're going through. He's right there. I will release him and I will bring him honor. Not only is he going to release you, but he's also going to bring you honor. How's that? With long life, I will satisfy him and I will show him my salvation. Hashem is your protector. And on top of that, he will give you long life and he will make sure that you're satisfied. Only because, look at that, you chose to rely on him. How powerful is that? We should start memorizing this psalm so we can start to understand how powerful your God is. So who else can you rely on? There's no one else. There's nothing else. There isn't. Only Hashem. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.